thought today is the pull of the world. And I guess when you look at those words, you're trying to figure out, what does it mean, the pull of the world? So I'm going to use a magnet for an example. So here, I have two things. Let's pretend this is a magnet. If I have a magnet, and I have a nail, or I have a piece of metal, I want you to tell me, how is this going to get together? What causes it to get together? The attraction. And so we can call that the pull, can we? Does this magnet pull this to it? No. Will it? Which one will go to it? The magnet will attract it, or the metal will attract the magnet? Which one?
Pull each other.
Okay, so one pulls the other toward it, right? Well, what would make the difference in how much this would pull this metal to it?
How strong the magnet is.
How strong the magnet is. That's one thing. And then another thing is something else, too.
How much iron is in the, thing that's being pulled.
Okay. And then also, what about the closeness? Okay, suppose I had this here and this magnet here. This is a strong magnet, but this is here. Would it pull it?
A lot less.
Okay, but what happens as I put it closer to it? It pulls it stronger, right? All right. So, the thought the Lord gave me is the pull of the world. And the things of the world are attracting people. The ways of the world, I want to say ideology or the thoughts or the ways of thinking, the different activities. But we need to realize that these things are pulling people toward the world for a reason. And the reason is, because the enemy of our soul, who is the prince of this world, he's the mastermind behind the things that pull people. And today we have the world pulling on everybody, whether they're saved or not saved. But if you try to live for God, you'll find that these things will come up before your face, and we have to do something about it. So the world is not of God. We might as well establish that. It's not God. It's not his way of doing things. But actually, it's against God. You might not realize how much it is, but as you look at the things of the world and the effect they have in people and the effect they have, we find that it's not of God. It's darkness. It's not light. And so between the world and the things of God, there's enmity. There's a clash. There's no agreement. There's no agreement with light and dark. You can go along with me there, right? When the light comes on, the darkness flees. You can be in a dark room, everything black. But once the light comes on, the darkness goes away. So there's no agreement between light and dark. There is no agreement between the world and the God. God has no agreement there. Let's go to 1 John and read verses 1 through 6. God is not, him and his people have no agreement with the world.
First
John 2:15 to 17. I gave you the wrong one.
First John
2:15 to 17.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Did we notice in that scripture that it said it's not of the Father, but of the world? Sometimes we have people that claim to love God, claim to be a part of God, but they are loving the world. And the Bible says that any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So when we decide to go God's way, we're going to put aside the world. We're not going to continue to do the things of the world. We're not going to continue to love the things of the world. Some people will know better than to do things of the world, but then they enjoy others doing it. And as we read, we're going to see that is not going to work either. We have to have a disdain for the things of the world, meaning a hatred or things that it's not that we hate the people. So I want you to understand, we love the people, but we don't love the wrong things. So the wrong things of the world, we don't like. It said all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is of the world. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And so we want to not allow, and we could take this magnet to be the world, and this could be us. We don't want to allow the magnet of the world to pull us toward it. Let's go to 1 John 4 and read verses 1 through 6.
1 John 4 and 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. How far you want to go?
6.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth, the spirit of error, and the spirit of error.
So it says, he that is of God confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Some might think that all I have to do is say Jesus came in the flesh and I'm of the Lord. But it's deeper than that. That confession is going to be in our heart and it's going to be represented out of our lives. That's how we confess that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. He came in the flesh. He came to deliver us from sin. If we would read all of what Jesus came for, and we live free from sin, we have repented of our sins, we've given our hearts to God, then we are confessing that he came in the flesh. And therefore, we are of God. We want to magnify God in this life. We want to get so far away from that magnet that it can't attract us. The closer we get to this magnet, the tighter that attraction is going to be. But as we move away from the world, the things of the world, the attitudes of the world, the ideas of the world, then it's not pulling us. But you know, I was thinking, what brought this thought to my heart once was just thinking about people and how that some will give their heart to God and live for him for a while. And then it looks like they're gone. They're no longer serving God. The things that they valued before when they were with God, they no longer. But why? Why? Was a good question in my mind. And the thought of the pull of the world. The pull of the world. And if we look, there are some ways about us that can cause us to be attracted to the world. And we don't want that to happen. Let's go to St. John 15 and read verses 16 to 19. You know, the devil don't want you to hear this. He doesn't, because he wants to attract us to his way. And we don't want to be attracted to his way. You know, sometimes this attraction comes through friends, associates. I think I told this, so I don't want to bore you. But I remember when I was in middle school, and I was in Anyway, I was in middle school, and we were getting ready to have a party. And I had this friend that we've been friends ever since before elementary. We started out together in preschool. There was a lady across from the school that would take care of people like children before they got to kindergarten. Anyway, she said, "Doris, we're getting ready to have this class party." She said, "Let me teach you how to dance." I told her that, y'all remember that? And she said, "You are going to be the only one not dancing." That's what she told me. Of course, I ignored her because I had given my heart to the Lord and I just let it be. So if I'm the only one sitting down, everybody else up dancing, let it be. But this is what I'm saying. Sometimes these attractions comes through people. Now, she was my friend. But, you know, I could have thought, you know what? I guess I'll do it. Nobody's around. Nobody's going to know. You know, my mom's not here. I'm at school. No one's going to know. But me and people, but who would know? God, wouldn't he? He would know. He was looking down. I couldn't afford to disappoint my Lord. I couldn't afford to just give in for the sake of a friend. Do you have that?
15 and 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you.
Okay. You see, sometimes it's people don't want to be hated. They want to be in the in crowd, right? And so then it's hard to resist the world, because if I resist them, then I'm going to be an outcast and nobody's going to talk to me, and I'm going to have to walk alone. These are the kind of things we have to deal with. It said if you were of the world would love you, but because you are chosen and because you are not of the world, they hate you. So, but to live for God is more important. To please God, to walk in his ways. Because as we see, life goes on. And after a while, and we don't know where the end of either one of our lives are. So we need to walk in his ways and be willing to be different and be willing not to allow the world to pull us. And then we will have treasures in heaven. 2 Corinthians 6:14-16.
Be ye not even unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with the infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Ye are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
See, sometimes you have to just actually come out from among them. If you're around people that's trying to pull you the wrong way, don't fellowship that. What agreement does light have with darkness? When you're living for God, you're in the light. But you know what? If we stay around those bad things, it will have an effect on us. We'll find ourselves being pulled toward it. So we need to, I know there's some people around people that like to smoke. There's a lot of people like that. And do you know, people that like to smoke, they like to get other people to smoke. They do. Here, you want a cigarette? No, thank you. It's best to walk away. Walk away. Don't just sit there and be letting that smoke just come in your face and tempt you. Same way with people that drink. If you don't drink, what fellowship do I have with that? I don't need to subject myself to that. Some people feel like they can go like in the bar and try to win souls. I think that would be very few people. And it would surely need to be the Lord. Because when you go in there, you keep hanging around in there, it's going to have effect. You told of a man, a preacher, didn't you?
I don't know. Go ahead.
It seemed like he was hanging around with these people, and they would say, try to offer him some drink, alcohol. And I think at first he would resist it. And then after a while, they poured some in something or got him where he wasn't. You don't remember that?
I don't think I remember.
Oh, was he the one telling that? And then finally, he just, they would got him down where they just poured in his mouth. And he got where he really liked it. He said something about them pouring it in. I don't remember. But anyway, so you can hang around the wrong crowd that's doing the wrong thing for a while. And if you're not careful, little by little, it'll have its pull on you. Jesus himself had said there was no agreement with him, with light and darkness, no agreement with the things of this world. He was our example. And so let's read John 17 and start at verse 5. St. John. Here, he's praying to the Father, and he's showing how that he's got, he has the disciples. The Lord has blessed him. He's been able to get them out of the world, you know, and he's praying for them. This is what this is.
17 and 5.
And read on down. I think it's 16. Yeah.
And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto men, which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. And they were kept, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I have no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me.
Okay, stop just a minute. So here, when you got saved, the Lord took you out of the world. You're no longer the world. You're no longer the part of the world. Here in this scripture, he's talking world in two ways. One is the evil of the world, and the other is the physical world. So even though he took us out of the world, the evil part of the world, we're still in this physical world. Jesus was going back to the Father, but these people would still be in the world. He knew we would be in the world. And while we're in the world, we have to deal with the attraction of the world, of the evil of the world. And so here he's saying, they're not of the world. Okay, read on.
I'm going to start in the middle of the 11th.
Okay.
Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, that these I speak in the world, that I these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Yes.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
So Jesus was not of the world, and if we live for him, we are not of the world. We can't have both. We're either going to be of the world or of the Lord. And if we choose the Lord, then we forsake the world. And this is talking about the evil of the world, the evil things that worldly people do. So this is, we want to make sure that we do not agree with the world. I'm going to skip some of the reading. Let's go. Now, I want us to see who's the author of all this, which is the devil. He's the prince of the world. And you know, he is behind all of those attractions that he tried to get us involved in. Don't just look at the person. Like, I could have looked at my friend. She's trying to convince me to do the things of the world. But it was the enemy using her to try to get to me, and I didn't yield. We don't have to yield. That's the good thing. We do not have to yield. Somebody offer you something you know that you're not to have, resist it. Just say no. That's what we used to tell the children. And when I was teaching, we had October was Say No to Drugs Month. Just say no. Somebody say, come on, let's do this. And it's wrong. Say no. You're just chicken. So be it. Don't give in to it. Because we love the Lord. And we want to go his way. And we want to please him. If we want to, he said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So if we're going to live for God, we cannot be of the world. Now let's go and look at the enemy that is causing all these things. The devil has a reason. Do you know he have traps? He has traps. And some have fallen into these traps. Listening to someone or being pulled by the world. Ephesians 21 and 3.
Ephesians, what chapter?
Oh, I think I did something wrong. We're gonna have to, I think it's 4 and 21. No, yeah. See, I don't worry about it. Let's go to John 14 and read verse 30. St. John. We want to see who's the mastermind of these things. Yes.
For the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me.
Okay. The prince of this world, the devil. Do you know when we stand before God, we want to have that same testimony? We'll not be accepted with God if he finds anything. Do you remember in the scripture where it says that the enemy was fighting or having a battle with the archangel over the body of Moses? You remember that? When Moses died, the devil tried to lay claim on him, but he resisted. The archangel resisted the devil. He'll try to lay claim on us too. If we have some of the world in us, when we get ready to die, he's going to try to lay claim. But Jesus said the prince of this world came and has nothing in me. We want to have nothing that he can claim. John 12 and 31. All of this is to help us to see who is behind this.
John 12 and 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
The prince, Jesus came to cast this old devil out, to give us liberty and freedom and power over the enemy. We don't have to be pulled by his tricks, because he's got many tricks. And he will try to use those to get us into his snare. See, he wants to wrap us and bind us. It's like a cord, a big, thick cord wrapped around it. Every time we give in to him, that cord gets bigger and tighter and everything. That's what he wants to do. He has a snare for us. But we do not have to let him do that to us. In John 16:11 says, eight. And when he is come, he will reprove the world. This is the comforter of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. He's going to be cast down. God is going to do this, but through the Spirit of God, he can be cast down in our lives. And so he is judged. Now, I was thinking about why are people pulled. And then my thought was, one of the reasons is leaning toward the things of the world. When we kind of lean toward them, kind of grieve with them, kind of enjoy them, that pull gets tighter. And we'll find ourselves there. So, just like, if you think about Lot cast chose toward Sodom. But if you notice, at the end, he ended up in Sodom. So he you can imagine that was probably a prosperous city. Lots of stuff happening. You know, people like that, where you, the big lights and the everything, something happening all the time. Well, no doubt, little by little, I don't know how long it took, he ended up in that city, which the city was destroyed. So we don't want to, one of the reasons people are attracted or influenced by the world is because they love the world. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 1 through 6. Yeah.
As we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commanding ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commandeth the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
See, what it is, it says, if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them who are lost, that are lost. It says, in whom the God of this world has blinded their minds, which believe not. If we have unbelief, if we do not believe the gospel, we are subject to being pulled to the things of this world. If I tell you, thus says the Lord, or anyone in his scripture, and you say, well, that's just your way of thinking, that's unbelief. And God and the enemy will take that and blind your eyes to truth. And we don't want to be blinded to truth. But we have to have an open heart to the gospel that he can shine his light, he says. For God, who commands the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It takes the glory, the light of God, and we get that by obeying and believing his word. We are walking in darkness, and we will be pulled the wrong way if we do not accept truth, if we just push it off. I have a serious scripture here, and it's Romans 1, starting at 24 to 32. I want us to look at this. This God is merciful, and he loves us, and he wants to give us knowledge. But if we refuse and we rebel against God, we put ourselves in danger of having a reprobate mind to believe a lie and be damned. So it is serious. When we hear the gospel, it's something that we need to take a hold of and hold tight to it. Don't let it go. Because if we don't, the Lord can give us up. He can give us over this thing, to these things, starting at 24.
Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. How far you want
to
go?
All the way to 32.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use that into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to attain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
This is serious. If we turn our hearts away from God, He can give us up and over to have a reprobate mind, to do all kinds of wickedness and ungodliness. And so we don't want to do that. But not only those that do it, but also those that have pleasure in them to do it. We're going to be responsible for what we do. And we're also going to be responsible if we have pleasure in others doing it. And so it's a serious thing. These are the things that cause people to get in the condition and be pulled by the world. I want us to read one scripture here, 2 Timothy 4:10. It tells about a man that was once was walked with the apostles, but he left. And this is what could happen.
2 Timothy 4:10. 4:10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia.
Just that one word. He forsook the way of God. He had forsaken, this was Paul, I believe, saying this, loving the present world. We can love the world, and the world will take us away from God. So let's be very careful not to allow the pull of the world to influence us and to take us away from God. Pray for me.